Pearl Richland, what in the hell is going on over there? I told your daddy that you didn't have a bit of business running that motel. And now I find out that you've nearly got yourself killed in a strange man's house. Speak to me. Don't just sit there like a deaf and dumb donkey. I swear, if I'd have known your daddy had an aunt like Pearlita, I wouldn't have married the man. I could have had a good Southern boy. But oh no, that damned Texas drawl and his swagger in those cowboy boots would make a woman take a second look. Now I've got to pay for it with a daughter who is just like him and acts like his brazen aunt. You should have been raised in Georgia. You haven't said a word since I picked up this phone. Speak to me, I said. Mama, you haven't shut up long enough to let me get a word in edgewise. I'm fine. I was not hurt. I just tumbled down the stairs and got a couple of bruises on my leg and a minor concussion, which is already gone. And what were you doing in a strange man's house anyway? It's the Texan blood in you. The Landrys are a respectable bunch of Southern people. It's the Richlands who are renegades. Pearl rolled her eyes. Mama, can we do this later? I really need to get dressed and go home now, Pearl said. Well, just where are you? And how undressed are you? Tess demanded.